Welcome back to Mortgagenomics Canada. I'm your host, Marco Gello. I'm a duly licensed mortgage broker in British Columbia and Alberta, born and raised in Calgary, currently living in North Vancouver. If you're from either of these provinces and require any mortgage-related services, please do not hesitate to contact me. Call or text me right now at 604-800-9593, 604-800-9593. One application, one credit check, and access to Canada's top lenders. Today, I'm going to talk about the RSP first-time home buyer plan. Let's begin. Canada's RSP Home Buyer Plan, also known as the HBP, is one of the most common sources from which Canadians withdraw funds to secure their down payment on a new home. If you are considering taking advantage of this program, here are eight key points to be aware of. Point number one, funds held within an RSP are allowed to grow tax-free, but once you begin withdrawing the funds, they are taxable as per your personal marginal income tax rate in the year you made the withdrawal. And this is what makes the RSP Home Buyer Plan special. Under the plan, you can access these funds tax-free, provided you use the funds for the purchase of a property in Canada. That's essentially the kicker. You can use your RSP funds tax-free, but only if you purchase a home. Of course, there are quite a bit more conditions and terms to it than that. Let's carry on. Point number two, although you do not pay taxes on the funds, you are required to pay it back over 15 years, with the first payment starting in the second year after the year when you made the first withdrawal from your RSP, under the Home Buyer Plan program. For example, let's say you withdrew $35,000 from your RSP and used it as a down payment on a home that was scheduled to close or complete on December the 1st, 2024. Your first scheduled loan repayment would begin on December 1st, 2026. Point number three, what are the repayment terms of the withdrawal? You must pay at least 1/15th of the borrowed amount per year. Point number four, what happens if you don't pay the withdrawal back after 15 years? Any portion of the withdrawal that is remaining after the due date will be declared as personal income in your tax return for the year in which the deadline occurs. Hey there, just a quick reminder about my servicing area, as I know many of you are listening from across the country. I'm a duly licensed mortgage broker in the provinces of Alberta and British Columbia. So if you are from these parts, shoot me a text at 604-800-9593 or look me up at homefinancingsolutions.ca. Throughout your dealings with me, you will also be introduced to my support team, Justin and Kelly. With the three of us, you can be rest assured we get every angle covered. And finally, over the years, I've built up some incredible working relationships with real estate agents, lawyers, notaries, home inspectors, and appraisers. So if need be, I can also be your one-stop shop and hook you up with a complete real estate team. The process is quick and swift. One application, one credit check, and access to Canada's top lenders. And now, back to the episode. Point number five, the maximum amount that you are allowed to withdraw from your RSP under the Home Buyer Plan is $35,000 per applicant as of the date of this episode, which is March 4th, 2024. For example, if you are purchasing a property with your spouse, you would each be able to access $35,000 from your RSP towards the down payment for a total of $70,000. Point number six, you must move into the property within 1 year of purchasing it. Point number seven, a property is considered eligible under the Home Buyer Plan as long as your intent is to move into and reside in the property at the time of purchase. If you resided in the property but later moved out of it and retained it as a rental property, the 15-year loan period and tax privileges would carry on. This is absolutely fine. And finally, point number eight, many people think that the Home Buyer Plan is strictly or restricted only to first-time home buyers. But that is not the case. Although the program was initially designed to accommodate to first-time home buyers, it can also be used for repeat buyers, provided they fulfill the following first-time home buyer criteria. Here it is. If during the current calendar year before the withdrawal, excluding the 30 days immediately preceding the withdrawal, or within the previous four calendar years, you have not resided in a qualifying home or a property that would qualify, if located in Canada, as your main residence, either solely owned by you, jointly owned by you, your current spouse, or common law partner at the time of the withdrawal, you will be classified as a first-time home buyer. So, for instance, if you're withdrawing funds on July 31st, 2024, you must not have lived in a home as your primary residence, whether owned solely by you or jointly with your spouse or common law partner between January 1st, 2020 and June 30th, 2024. Okay, so a lot of crazy detail and technicalities within these points there. So feel free to give me a call and discuss this in greater detail. And also in the episode notes, I have a number, a direct number that you can call with the Government of Canada that directly that links you up with the RSP Home Buyer Plan people. So check it out. And there you have it, the RSP Home Buyer Plan. That's all I got for today. Call or text me anytime if you have any mortgage questions at all, especially if you're in British Columbia or Alberta, as I am licensed to service these specific provinces. And especially if you are from Vancouver or Calgary, as I'm very familiar with these markets. And of course, I welcome calls and emails from all over Canada and the entire world. For those that are in the process of or have recently relocated or immigrated to Canada from elsewhere, or for those Canadians who are in the process of moving from one province to another, as I specialize in inter-provincial relocations and new to Canada mortgage applications. And of course, I do every other mortgage qualification scenario you could imagine. Call or text me at 604-800-9593, or you can get me on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger, or just go ahead and link up to my website, homefinancingsolutions.ca, where you'll find my complete How Do I Qualify catalog, complete with virtually every qualification guideline relevant to the Canadian mortgage landscape. Thank you again for tuning into Mortgagenomics Canada. Stay well, everyone. Talk again soon.
Did I say your mind?